It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Amanda McIntosh. We're going to talk about an event that's coming up on November 20th, and it's the CARE Coalition, and they try and move these around every month to the different elementary schools so that everybody can kind of be involved. And it's just a great event and a great evening to get the whole family together and go and do things. And this time around, once again, November 20th, 6:30 to 7:30, going to be up in Helper at Sally Morrow Elementary. So we brought her in. We're going to talk about this event because it sounds like a lot of fun. Amanda, how are you today?
I'm well this morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So let's talk about this event coming up on November 20th.
Yeah, absolutely. So the CARE Coalition does a really good job every month of having a community connections, which is an opportunity for families to come together one evening. It's the third Monday of every month and participate in a little activity and have a protective factor subject matter covered. And then there's usually fun games, things of that nature. And this month it will be especially fun because we are going to be building a pie together to teach some resiliency skills.
And as I said, they move these around every month, and it's just a great night for the whole family to get together. And that's what these events are all about, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we know that one of the best things that we can do for our youth is coming together and having the September is Eat Dinner as a Family Month, but it's something that needs to be carried out throughout the year because research has shown that the more time, quality time that we sit together as a family and have the real conversations of things that are going on in our lives, the more likely it is that as our kids get into young adulthood and into adulthood, you've develop that bond and that relationship and that trust with the parents and with the kids that they can come to you when the really heavy subject matters hit, right? The drug use, the mental health issues, tobacco use, all of those things. So we want to instill a tradition of having dinner as a family or having activities as a family so that you can engage with your kids on a different level.
And that was one thing that we were talking about before we came on the air. And it's maybe an overused phrase, but we want to teach our kids really that's a safe space, that we can talk about things in this safe space, right?
Absolutely. And the more that the parents are aware of the protective factors and risk factors that we look at as a coalition every day, the more they will be prepared to handle those conversations and provide resources and support to their youth going through these issues. I think that it's really, really an imperative dynamic that is created within the home to provide a safe space and a learning environment and know what is available to help aid the family in going through these things.
So let's talk about this event in particular. As we said, it's November 20th from 6:30 to 7:30 at Sally Morrow Elementary up there in Helper, and it's all about building a pie. So how is this all going to work?
Well, Amanda Pies is going to be giving a object lesson on resiliency, one of the greatest foundational characteristics that we can build in our youth is that resiliency. And our schools touch on it really well with bullying and things of that nature. But with resiliency, it's knowing how to react to situations and proceed in solving problems that are going to build you up and make you confident and more able to make decisions that are better for you and your family. And so by putting together a pie, that's something that they'll take the ingredients home with them so that they can build the pie together as a family and then have a sweet little treat to talk about over Thanksgiving holiday.
Now, is this something that you need to like let them know, hey, I'm going to be there so they can plan to have the amounts that they need, or how does it work?
Just nope, just show up, come as you are, bring the whole family down and get yourself some ingredients to make a yummy pie with your family, with your kids.
Might as well do it now with Thanksgiving right around the corner.
Yeah,
one thing you can check off the list,
heck
right?
Yeah, it's all done. done and ready to go for Thursday, for that Thursday, for
all
sure.
All right. Now, if anybody has any questions or anything about this, is there a number that they can call? Are we looking on a Facebook page?
Yeah, they can look up the Care Coalition on Facebook. And you know, the Care Coalition is run through Four Corners Community Behavioral Health. So if you have any other questions, they can reach out to Taylor or to Alyssa over at Four Corners.
All right. Once again, it is a Care Coalition evening of fun for the whole family coming up. Building a Pie at Sally Morrow Elementary, November 20th, starting at 6:30 and going until 7:30 in the evening. Amanda, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.